You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today is Psalm 94, verses 12 through 15. Blessed is the man whom you discipline, O Lord, and whom you teach out of your law, to give him rest from days of trouble, until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not forsake his people, he will not abandon his heritage, for justice will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Overall, Psalm 94 is really a cry to the Lord for his justice, for his vengeance, for the right order of things to be reestablished and brought back to the earth. And in the context of this bigger cry for the Lord's justice to come, the psalmist here is really declaring a set of things that are quite striking. Our passage begins here by declaring how good it is to be disciplined by the Lord and to be taught by him. The psalmist says that that discipline and that instruction gives him the rest for that day, and it also for that day until a pit is dug for the wicked. That is, until all those who are causing him trouble are thrown into a pit, are brought out of sight, are taken away from him. And so while things are difficult for him, he experiences blessing from the Lord in the discipline and the teaching that God gives him. And then in the second part of our passage, the psalmist reaffirms that God does not abandon his people, his own heritage. There's great consolation and comfort in that. Part of his cry here for justice is to know that the Lord will bring it about. And he will return to the righteous, and all the upright in heart will know how to follow the Lord. So there's a certain confidence here that he declares that I think is our own confidence in this season of waiting for the Lord, that the discipline and teaching for the time being is a preparation for the time when he will bring about justice and renew the earth. The other thing to note here as we conclude is that justice begins with him. And as the psalmist here is looking for the Lord's return, or his advent in biblical language, he needs justice, and that justice begins with him. It begins with the discipline that the Lord gives him and the teaching that he gives out of his law to him. So one of the questions we might ask ourselves as we begin this season is, where is the Lord disciplining us? Where is he looking to teach us out of his law? What might that discipline and that teaching look like? It's worth asking the Lord and reflecting on that as part of our waiting and our patient confidence for him that he wishes to do this in our lives.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.